Do not attempt to adjust your set. Welcome back to the Mix Files. We may or may not land anytime soon. The Mix Files is a weekly program brought to you on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com. We interview artists who reside cyberly on Mixposure.com. This is one of those artists. This is Karen. Karen is on Mixposure.com under the project name Kara, K-A-R-A. And she is also on Mixposure.com under the band name or project name Letters to the Devil, also known as LTTV. This is one of her collabs with Jim Zae, Jim from the Artificial Earth. We're going to be talking with Karen. Got some pretty cool things to do and talk about. Some very original music to listen to. And you're listening to it on Mixstream Radio, brought to you by Mixposure.com. This is the Mix Files. I'm Cooter. And we will sit down and talk with Karen in just a moment. We'll be right back. How did you get into music, Karen?
Well, before we start.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Falling is exactly 4 minutes, 33 seconds.
Okay, excellent. Then I feel a whole lot better. I love everything that you sent me, by the way, and that Breathe song is particularly enthralling to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I have some questions for you as we get on into this about how you do some of this stuff, or I think some other people will be interested in it too. I know I am, because I really don't have a clue about programming drums, and you know, you work with loops in some of this, don't you, or do you?
Yes.
Okay. But my first question for you is, how did you get into music to begin with?
When I was little, I was attracted to it, and one thing led to another, keyboard. Then I started alto sax, and then I gave up the saxophone for guitar, and, you know, my whole idea of fun time was stealing all the band music and learning how to play other parts.
Uh-huh.
But eventually, I was like, nah, I don't want to play alto sax, not interested, so I gave it up for guitar.
Yeah.
And I still played piano and keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And then 98, that's when I started Letters to the Devil, which quite a few people are familiar with us, mm-hmm. on Mixpo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the programming came into play, because I didn't need anybody else.
Yeah.
And MIDI, drum programming, synth programming, and then figuring out how to add in live vocals, live guitars, live bass, and then finding a balance between it. It's kind of like one huge experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
It's like a box of chocolates.
Exactly.
Who did you, when you first became interested in music, who were you listening to?
Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Pretty Hate Machine came out. That's what made me want to play guitar.
Gotcha.
And it was funny because, like, Head Like a Hole, there's like only a snippet of guitar in there. But, you know, when you listen to it, you hear the MIDI, you hear the drums, electronic drums, and then a little bit of guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, wow, I definitely want to do this.
Cool. And so that's what you started learning how to play. That's what you were talking about a little bit, a few moments ago, about playing all the parts that the band was playing.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
You know, like a lot of people who program, some people don't take music theory.
Mm-hmm.
I took that in school.
Mm-hmm. As in high school or college or?
High school. It was like a game. It's like, well, all right, if this is the note for a clarinet, this is their clef. All right, well, how would I transcribe this to an alto sax?
Mm-hmm. So you're doing more than just hitting some keys on a keyboard and getting some synth sounds, and just waiting until you play something that sounds decent with what's already going on, you have a pretty good clue about music theory.
Yeah, I mean, I learned how to read music, what was that, like second, third grade. So now I'm 31.
Mm-hmm.
I took music theory in high school, but keep in mind at the time I still knew how to read music,
mm-hmm.
and play my instruments. I knew the notes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to learn how to play anything because of that music theory, that makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Because then you already know what three notes on a piano, three notes, that makes a chord.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know that, then it's like, all right, well, that corresponds with this, and that'll work with that note, so then I can take it and move it here or there. And basically what you're talking about is classical music. With all the intricate parts on a 75-piece orchestra, I mean, just listening to that, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
Music theory.
Yeah. So it's big and voluminous, but it's made of a lot of little bitty pieces that really aren't that difficult to understand once you get a grasp of it.
Right on.
Yeah.
And anybody could do it. I mean, if you really want to do something and you take the time to do it, you'll do it. If you want it bad enough, you will.
Yeah. I believe that and agree with you. Thieves of Plenty. Is there a story with that one?
I was looking for something with a lot of sub-bass, but I wanted, like, the breaks to be quite different in it. So I went and I started putting together the bass sound, which is more of a dubstep-type feel. And then for the synths, I wanted something kind of light and airy. And kind of switch it up, because I'm more interested in doing chill-out music than going hard and abrasive. Yeah. I don't know. That's just my kick right now.
and that's if it's you know, if somebody's paying you for it, maybe that's a little bit different. But if you're doing it to have fun and you're not having fun, what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out. You're a very, very sick man.
Write some of this stuff in your head before you play it, or do you just sit down and play it, or does it happen all different kinds of ways for you? Or?
Sometimes I have an idea. Like, Jim might send me something. It's like, well, you know, what do you think of this? Could you use this? And then I'll take the notes of his guitar or bass parts, whatever.
This is then Jim of Jim's Artificial Earth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll take it and I'll get an idea. It's like, well, if I rearrange this and I put this here and then I add on three different root notes to make one whole chord, all right, yeah, this is how we do it. But it's like I don't think about it when I do it.
Right, right. You're proficient enough with it that you don't have to consciously go through it every time you do something. Like a guitar play, like learning how to play the guitar. Once you learn where scales are, you don't think about them when the key changes or something like that. You just go to the appropriate spot by instinct.
You just know it.
Yeah. How did you come to do online collaborations?
Mixposure, actually, 2008, or was it 2009? Somewhere around there, that's when Scott and I found the site and we joined for LTTD. And before that, we had actually did a collaboration off oh, gee, I can't even remember the site's name, but it was with Jordan Shalil for Don't Need You. Okay. And, you know, just figuring out how to send the files, what to send the files through, and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was all like an experimental process. And then eventually we got efficient at it, and we knew exactly what to send, how to send it.
Cool. Yeah, it's not, it once, it my experience with, I didn't do any online collabs until I found Mixposure. And I was, to quite honestly, intimidated by all the things I thought may be involved that really aren't. With today's digital audio workstations, it's just not, once you have the DAW, it's just not that difficult to do when you spend a little bit of time with it, playing with it, is it? Online,
yeah.
Collaborations, I mean, I'm not talking about learning music and all that.
Yeah, it's like if you have a way to record a file, some of the guys like WAVE files, raw WAVE files, which are huge. So something like that, you'd want to take it and put it through, what the heck is it called?
You send it?
Yeah, you send it, mm-hmm. Dropbox, MediaFire, something like that.
Yeah. And just swap them around. And have you ever collaborated with more than one other person online?
Yeah, we did a song with Lindsay GVE, Jordan Shalil, Jim's Artificial Earth. Raw and I went back and forth on a song, but that song, I think I have that posted over on SoundCloud. We did a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I did guitars and bass for him on Pulse Mix. And I'm trying to think. There's so much music that I've done. I'm probably missing a few people on the list.
Yeah. How did you coordinate that with so many pieces going on online? How did you coordinate? All of you coordinate putting the song together?
In Jordan's case, Don't Need You was simple. I sent him the master version of Don't Need You. All
mm-hmm.
he had to do was mix his vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 1, 2, 3 done. BTK that I did with him, that time around I sent him all the files separate. So he got drums, bass, guitar, second guitar, third guitar, whatever else I threw in there. He took it, he did the mix and master, put his vocals on, and then turned around and sent me the final master version.
Mm-hmm.
In Jim's case, what I've been doing, I send him a full high-quality digital MP3 file.
Uh-huh.
He uses similar software I do, and then he'll run it through, and then he'll add guitars, whatever he wants to put on there. He'll do the mix and master, send it back to me, and then if I need to edit anything, like maybe do a fade-out, something simple, usually I don't have to do anything at all. I'll take it, and then I'll encode it.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, MP3 files work really good.
Yeah. That's my limited experience has been with just working with MP3 files and sending a WAV file back. From that window, the collab you and Jim have done recently, I suppose you
uh-huh.
guys have done more than just that one, I gather from the initial. Yeah. But tell us about how that came to be and how you guys worked that out. And did Jim start with something or did you start with something? I'm sort of familiar with a little bit of the story, but tell us about that, if you would, please.
When I designed the song, it happened really, really fast. I mean, maybe 4 hours of program time,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe another 4 hours for the mix and master, and it turned out to be what I would call a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
The design, what I was going for at the time, was actually more dubstep, but it just didn't turn out that way. So the keyboards were done, the drums were done, the chorus section where he comes in on the guitar, all that stuff was done. I sent it to him, and then he went, messed with it, went and did his lyrics and vocals, and then his guitar solo over that chorus section. And it was just like 1, 2, 3. It was a very easy song. And he sent it back to me, and I was like, damn.
What I believe and what I know, there ain't no difference. What you think of me and what you can use, need some explanation. From that window where you are, off in the distance, from that window where you are, off in the distance, I bet we all look the same. I dream and what I want, there ain't a relation. What you take from all I got leaves fear and frustration. From that window where you are, nothing changes. From that window where you are, nothing changes.
themexposure.com chat room. Uh-huh. What do you think about the chat room? What are your thoughts about the chat room there?
Oh, it's great. I wish I had more time. I'd be harassing everybody all week long.
I hear you. Well, we love your harassment, so I hate to disappoint you, but you may not be harassing as many people as you think you are. Well, you knew Jim. Did you know Jim? Did you know Jim before you came to Mixposure.com?
Actually, no.
Okay, so you met him on Mixposure.
Uh-huh.
Or did you? Okay. Did you meet him in the chat room?
I think he actually sent us the message on the Letters to the Devil site, and then I met him in the chat room, I do believe.
Yeah.
And then it led to phone calls, and then, you know, restraining orders. And...
Anybody that gets involved with Jim is going to be involved with a restraining order at one point or another.
Yeah, he took one out on me, actually.
I'm personally particularly interested in the drum programming. Do you have a pad that you sit there and tap with your fingers, or do you write in a MIDI file your DAW? You mark in where you want the cymbal to play and where you want the bass to play and the snare, or how do you do that specifically?
There are many methods to the madness. I can actually go into my MIDI, and I can actually use my computer keyboard as a MIDI drum pad. Sometimes I might do that. Other times I might open up the piano roll, set my sounds and my MIDI, and I may program the drums that way. Other times, I use a lot of drum samples, so it's like a combination of the three.
Mm-hmm.
On one track, what you're actually is full drum samples, but on one track, I can have maybe five drums to create one drum line. For Letters to the Devil, like on Evil Will Find a Way, I think I did probably 20 drum tracks to build up those sounds.
Mm-hmm.
For the drumming. For this, let me take a look at the file.
Sure.
I can tell you. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. Yeah, about anywhere from could be 10 to 20 to 30. But, you know,
wow.
When you layer the drums, it has to be in sync.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, I don't have anything automatically doing that for me.
Mm-hmm. This was the first one you sent me, and I just love this song. I love the changes in it. I love the overall sound of it. I love the way I feel when I listen to it. Tell me about how that came to be.
By accident, actually. I was looking
some of
for
the coolest things aren't they?
Yeah, I was looking for something different. I had gotten a hold of one-shot stabs, which is just a single note or a single sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you would take that and you would load it up into your sampler. And then you would basically just like play piano with that note. So I started messing around with that. And was like,
now, when you say play piano with that note, what do you mean?
It's like once you load your sample onto your computer,
mm-hmm.
and your MIDI software,
mm-hmm.
that note, when you go and you hit the keys, it's just like playing an actual piano, except with a different sound.
Okay.
So it's like if you loaded up somebody screaming,
mm-hmm.
each note that you would hit on a piano would be that scream sound.
In a different pitch.
Yes.
Okay. So that's where some of these really cool sounds come from then, I'm guessing.
Yeah, some of the stuff, people may program and actually make. Some of the stuff is actually live sample recorded material like guitar, bass, drums. I'll use anything I can get my hands on. If it sounds good, I use it. And then I'll just sit there and play with it and do all kinds of stuff with it.
So the changes that are in Breathe, I'm wanting to ask you what prompted that, but let me just ask you like that. What prompted the ideas for the changes that you have in that tune?
Honestly, I don't remember writing it. Does it make sense?
You know, it does. Have you ever dreamed a song?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Has that happened very often for you?
All the time.
Oh, geez, man. I wish it would happen all the time for me. It's happened with me before when I dreamed the song and woke up. It was all I could do to write the lyrics down that I heard and play something into a cassette recorder or whatever I had handy before I forgot the darn thing. But that hasn't happened very often. They were pretty good tunes, I think, the ones that happened with. But wow, that's cool that it happens all the time with you. Well, yeah, send me the other, send me Falling Again, and I will be sure to include that, and I'll listen to that closer than, and all the way through, because when it told me it was 55 or however long, or 25 minutes,
yeah,
I thought,
weird.
Well, man, I'm not going to be able to sit here and listen to this for 25 minutes, and I like it, you know, but, yeah, I'm happy that that's not. So those four for sure will be included, and then we'll work around the rest of them with what, you know, how it comes out with the picking pieces out from Talking and all that stuff. And you're just as cool as you can be, and I appreciate you, Karen. I appreciate
you. Thank you. I try.
Well, you done good as far as I'm concerned.
I'm going to resend you the song Falling.
Okay.
The whole Cora project is, you know, a dedication to my father who passed away. That's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah.
That particular song, Falling, just try and think in your head throughout the years, all the different vehicles from the time you learned how to drive, all the different cars and everything that you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my happiest memory was when I was a little kid, we would go in his car and go driving around.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of the song, I have his CJ5, 1975 CJ5 that I get to drive.
Ah, that's the one you were working on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's going to be picked up, I think, on Saturday. It needs some clutch work and that freaking guard, man. Oh. Mr. Conrad can put that back on.
The guard, you talking about on in the front, in front of the radiator?
No, it's actually underneath the Jeep. It's like a steel plate, and the thing is huge, it's heavy. It's like something that you put on the bottom of your Jeep or SUV for off-roading to protect it from rocks and stuff.
Gotcha.
And that goes over your transfer.
We'll be right back.
there anything you wanted to talk about or anything you wanted to say to everyone, anyone listening that we haven't, that I haven't asked you about already or we hadn't talked about, Karen?
Probably, I think, anybody out there who's listening, if you want to play music, if you want to make music, it's about having fun, being creative, and doing what you actually enjoy. If you don't enjoy something, then why do it?
Amen.
And you're going to have people out there that are going to go, "Ooh, that sucks. Oh, I don't like this." Well, you know what? That's tough. Don't pay any mind to them. Just keep doing what you're doing. Every time you go and you pick up an instrument, a keyboard, whatever, every time you practice and you play, you will progress and you will get better.
Yes.
And if you have that desire and the drive to do it, you'll do it.
There is something else I want to ask you. How did songwriting come easy to you, or did you have to work at that like you had to work at learning an instrument?
I'm a sucker for melody. I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
Certain melodies and notes I like. And figuring out melodies, like when I was a little kid playing with the electric organ, I could figure it out.
Yeah.
And it actually wasn't very hard.
Cool.
What makes it difficult, I think, is when you add in so many extras, like you have your drums, you have your bass, you have your mid, and you may do something weird with rhythm, off key, that's when it gets a little challenging. Melody is probably the easiest.
I guess, you know, we've been talking about almost 47 minutes now after we got that stuff. I appreciate you hanging with me while we got all that stuff picked out.
Oh, you're welcome.
Worked out and you checking on your end and all that stuff. And I have had a ball talking to you. It's just I've learned some things that I was hoping that I would learn while we were talking, and I have thoroughly enjoyed myself, Karen, and I hope you have as well.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And,